Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan, once again on Saturday, July 29th, 2017. I'm asking all listeners, before we go into prayer, as we always do, we open up with prayer. But before we go into prayer, I'm going to ask all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God who's going to come forth bringing the word of God on tonight. In the persons of Dr. Minister Author, Dr. Patricia Heathman of Anointed Word Ministries from Pontiac, Michigan, she will be bringing forth the word on tonight. And so I'm asking all listeners once again, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with her as she delivers God's word. So right now, I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name glory. We give you honor and praise because of who you are. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are so awesome in all your ways. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for your grace and your mercy towards each one of us in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also ask in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight so that our prayers and so that the word will not be hindered, that it will accomplish everything that you set forth to do on tonight over the airways, that you will be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up the sick and afflicted to you, Heavenly Father. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And also while we're praying, we also come lifting up all those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise. We can't praise you enough. We cannot give you enough glory or honor. Again, we just thank you for this opportunity to be able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ over the airways, over this worldwide platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted, Heavenly Father, because we know it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit through the airways and through your vessel that's going to bring your word on tonight. Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up all those that may be tuned in by way of phone or by internet. Heavenly Father, that do not know your son, Jesus Christ, who are still spiritually blind, is our hope and our prayer and desire that those that are still spiritually blind, after hearing the word on tonight, they will be able to open their own mouth and yield and surrender unto Jesus Christ, your Son, and they will be able to confess their sins to him, open their mouth, and ask him to come into their hearts and be saved in his name, whereby they will be saved. And once they are saved on tonight, Heavenly Father, they will come to know their God purpose. And after knowing their God purpose, they will walk in it, they will live in their God purpose, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we just ask again that you would just move by your Spirit, have your way. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we want to come lifting up our President Obama, our President Donald Trump, Heavenly Father, and not only President Trump, Heavenly Father, but all world leaders all over the land. We pray, Lord, that even if they are not saved, we pray, Lord, that you will send a word through a vessel that will prick their hearts, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. And then once they are saved in his name, they too will know their God purpose. And then, Heavenly Father, they will do what's right for all people, that you will be glorified through them. Heavenly Father, we know that the enemy is busy, and we know that it's not anything new. Satan has always been busy. That is what he do. But we thank God, we thank you that you are in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or what we think. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sit high and you look low, and all power is still in your hands, and you are always in control, and you never slumber, you never sleep. You cannot fail, change, or lie. So we just thank you for who and all that you are on tonight. Just have your way is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God that touch and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass, they too will soon wither. And that's found in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 1 and 2. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and it's for all of us, including myself, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass, they will soon wither. Again, that's found in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 1 and 2. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I am so excited about what God is doing through this worldwide platform, through this broadcast, are titled this radio show, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? He has blessed me to now complete part two of this book. And part two of this book is titled, Are You Scattering God's Flock? It is now available also along with Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God in its reflective journal. They're both available now at Amazon.com. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please purchase these books. They are great spiritual tools for all types of church conferences, Bible studies, and Sunday school classes. And you will be blessed if you get these books, and you will be helped, and God will be glorified as you read these books and examine yourself through these books according to God's word, that you will be a doer of God's word, and you will be the asset to the kingdom of God that he has called for you to be, that God would be glorified through you on tonight. So again, I thank God for allowing me to be able to complete the book, part two of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And the new book title, part two, is titled, Are You Scattering God's Flock? Again, those books are available now at Amazon.com. And my closing final announcement is, also I am excited about what God is doing through this worldwide platform. I just celebrated my fourth year anniversary as a radio host on Blog Talk Radio, and also my first year as one of the executive directors on Blog Talk Radio. Now, since then, he has also turned around and blessed me again. I love the way the Lord works, and nobody can bless you like God can. When you're faithful and obedient to God, he said that no good thing will he withhold from them who love him and who walk upright. So I thank God for my new radio host that are under my direction now. And the first one is, I'd like for you, those that are listening, if you would get a pen and get some pens and paper ready and take down these following dates and different radio hosts and their titles so that you can tune in and be blessed by them as well. First of all, we have Prophetess Vadira Hayward. She comes on every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Her show title is Releasing the Sounds. Again, Prophetess Vadira Hayward comes forward every fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, her Blog Talk Radio show title is Releasing the Sound. Also, we have every first and every third Thursday is Brother Jose Dorsey. He comes forth every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. His radio show is titled Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Once again, Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey, he comes forward every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And I'm so excited that coming soon, as soon as the Lord releases her and gives her the green light to go forward with her own radio show, is none other than our guest on tonight, Dr. Minister Author Patricia Heisman of Pontiac, Michigan. And her show title is going to be The Healing Word. Again, Dr. Patricia Heisman, her radio show up under my direction will be, it's titled The Healing Word. So I want you all to take notes of that, that as soon as God releases her and give her the green light to go forth with her show, and she give me the dates that she will be coming forth over this same platform, we will be giving you those dates as soon as she gives us the date that God has given her the okay to go forward with her own show. Again, her show title is and will be The Healing Word. So I want you all to take notes of those and tune in and be blessed by God through these vessels. So those are our announcements for tonight. And so right now I am so excited to get ready to present to you all once again for the new listeners that have not heard Minister Dr. Author Patricia Heisman of Anointed Word Ministries. Her and her husband are the pastors of Anointed Word Ministries from Pontiac, Michigan. She will be delivering God's word on tonight. But before she comes forth with the word, I am going to go forth. We're going to do a music break real quick. And then right after this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to release this mic over to Dr. Patricia Heisman as she get ready to deliver God's word. Again, I hope that you have your pens and paper and Bible ready so you can follow along with the woman of God as she brings forth God's word on tonight. But be blessed by this musical selection, Total Praise. Yes, yes, yes. We offer total praise unto God. He is so worthy to be praised on tonight. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. And I thank God for what he's doing in every vessel that are being a doer of his word on tonight, who are being a doer of his word without hidden motives and agendas. Because, again, God is not like man. He searches our hearts. See, we look on the outside, but God searches the heart. So he know who is for real. He know who's playing games and who have hidden motives and agendas. But, again, I just thank God for who he is on tonight. So that's why I give God total praise. And for those that are listening on tonight, I thank God for you, because I know you, too, give God total praise, because, he is worthy of our praise on tonight. So right now, I am about to yield this mic over to Minister Dr. Author Patricia Heisman as she delivers God's word. Minister Heisman, I am yielding the mic to you right now as you get ready to deliver God's word on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am so grateful to be with you, you all tonight in the radio audience, and I just want to be a blessing tonight. Amen. And again, you're listening to Dr. Patricia Heisman. I'm co-pastor, along with my husband, Gregory Heisman, of the Anointed Word Ministry, located 1361 Giddings, right here in the city of Pontiac. And you are welcome to come and visit with us anytime on Sundays. Services begin at 1 o'clock p.m., and you are more than welcome to come and be a part of us. We would love to have you. And again, on Thursday nights, we have a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. You're more than welcome. But right now, I'd like to get into the Word of God. I'd like to turn to the book of Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 12 through 17. And I promise you I won't be long, but I believe that I will have something that will be encouraging on tonight. So beginning at verse 12, it reads as follows. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came in to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children cried in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never heard, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. And so I would like to use for a thought on this evening, miracles in the temple. And if I would subtopic that, I would say that God still works miracles. God is a miracle worker. Here we find in the book of Matthew that Matthew is the author of this book. We find that Matthew was a Jewish tax collector who became one of Jesus' followers. So that tells me that this means that at one time Matthew may have been a little disappointed to many people, but when Jesus came into his life, the Lord totally changed Matthew and changed his life, changed the way that he did things. He was more honest in his dealings, and he became a faithful follower of Christ. We find also in this book of Matthew that the Jews waited with anticipation for a leader that had been promised to them centuries before the prophet. Centuries ago, the Jews had been prophesied that there was a coming leader. There was someone that was going to come and that was going to deliver them from their Roman oppressors. And the Jewish people believed that there was a coming leader, and they waited with great anticipation. But we find that the Jews thought that this leader that was going to come and rescue them, the Jews thought that Jesus would come as a high and a mighty king. In other words, they thought that Jesus would come to be someone high and mighty in his demeanor or behavior, and so he was arrogant or one that where he would look down on other people. But the Jews had the wrong perception of who Jesus really was. They looked at Jesus in the wrong way. They had in their mind another total picture of who Jesus really was. And out of all of the prophecies that the Jews had heard, they overlooked the prophecy that spoke of the coming king as a suffering servant. They overlooked that. They overlooked the fact that the king that was coming would be rejected and killed, and that Jesus. And so they did not recognize who Jesus really was. They didn't recognize Jesus as a one coming that would be full of humility. They didn't think about that. And that's the thing today. We find that people will run after prophecies. They'll run after prophecies. They'll run from church to church. And many people today are eating off the wrong tables because they're eating poison because they're running after prophecies. And this is the way the Jews were. The Jews accepted some prophecies, but they overlooked the prophecies of who Christ really was. They wanted to take in only what they wanted to hear. But this is so, and many of you find yourself doing that, running and going after the wrong thing. But the best prophecy that we could ever have is in the Word of God. The Word of God is the best prophecy. If we read the Bible, and how do we know if we're hearing the right prophecy if we don't read God's Word? We got to read the Word. So we got many people need to change the way that they do things and stop running from place to place looking for a word when all we got to do is pick up the Bible and read the Word of God. And the Word of God will be a roadmap to everything that we need to know. So the Jews overlooked the real prophecy of who Christ really was. They had the wrong perception. They did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. They didn't recognize it because the Jews had the wrong perception. In other words, the Jews were saying in their minds, how could this humble carpenter's son from Nazareth be their king? You mean Jesus, a humble carpenter's son, the king of kings? How could Jesus be their king? They were looking at a whole other picture of who Christ really was. They were looking for someone that was going to be high and mighty and that would consider himself better than others or some other type of personality. They had the wrong perception. But Jesus was humble. So what does that say about you and I? We need to be humble. Some people will pray and someone will get healed or somebody might get delivered. And some people will get so lifted up in pride and think that it's some kind of overnight wonder. We must remain humble because it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Jesus is the one. But we want you to, but as we read the passage and we read about Jesus, we find that Jesus is a king of kings, he's king of the universe, and he's sovereign, just as he was back in the days with the Jews. Jesus. It's the same yesterday and today. He's king of the universe. He's everything we need. He's in all authority. Jesus is on all authority. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He sees everything, and he knows everything. We cannot hide from God. Everything that we need is in him, and we must give him all honor and glory. As we read and look at the book of Matthew, Matthew demonstrates the authority of Christ by reporting miracles. Miracles. Did I say miracles? Miracles. Miracles of healing the sick and casting out demons and even raising the dead. These are the kind of miracles that were wrought here in the book of Matthew. And Jesus still works miracles. God wants to give somebody a miracle that's listening today. Maybe you need to be saved. Maybe you need to be delivered. Maybe you're sick in your body. God wants to give you a miracle. And here in this particular chapter of Matthew, we find great miracles that took place in this chapter after Jesus cleanses the temple. Jesus cleanses the temple. In other words, we find here that the merchants and the money changers set up booths in the court of the Gentiles in the temple. And they, but these money changers and merchants, they crowded out the Gentiles who had came from all over the world to worship God. They set up their booths with them selling their animals, their merchants, and taking advantage of people who wanted to exchange their international currency. We find that these merchants and money changers just took over the temple. Listen, they took over. There was no room for worship. God wants worship, but there was no room. They just took over. And these evil practices of commercialism frustrated the people who came to the temple to worship. People came to the temple to worship God. And these merchants and these money changers just took over, and they pushed God out. It's a sad thing when we push God out. God wants to have a part in our lives, but there was no room for the worship, and we must worship God. And the Bible tells us we must worship him in spirit and in truth. We can't crowd God out. We got to take time to worship the Lord. Some of us, our lives is too crowded with other things, and we're pushing God out. We're pushing God out, but we got to take time and to give God time for worship. What would we do without God? We must have worship in our lives. Jesus was angry about this commercialism with the money changers and those that sold doves and animals in the temple. Jesus was angry because, why? They crowded out the worship. So Jesus was angry, and he went through the temple, and he turned over the tables, take action. He ran away, chased the money changers and the merchants out of the temple. He turned over the table. Jesus was angry because they crowded out the worship. Somebody that's listening, you're crowding God out, and Jesus is angry. He said, I'm angry. Anything that will interfere with our worship should be stopped. It should be discontinued. We can't get too busy to worship God. God wants to worship. He's our life. He's our breath and everything that we need. So when we read this passage in Matthew 21, what it's really saying, this is an illustration of the cleansing of our body. This is what's going on in Matthew 21. It's when you see the cleansing of the temple, this is referring to the as an illustration, the cleansing of our body, which are the temples of the Holy Spirit. We belong to God. We belong to God, and we must purge ourselves of everything that's not like God. Just like Jesus cleansed the temple of every evil practice, then you must cleanse your temple, your body, your soul of everything that's not like God. And you can't pretend that there's no wrong or you never did anything wrong, because the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, who are we to judge anybody? Who are we to look down upon anybody? We need to get the beam out of our own eye before we start judging anybody else. We need to stop pointing the finger at other people and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, search me. Search my heart, Lord. Search my mind, Lord. Search my will, Lord. And everything that's not like you, God, take it out of me. Cleanse my temple. Cleanse my temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're not your own. You belong to God. But many people today are not willing to give up those things that defile the body. Some people enjoy holding on to evil things and holding on to those things that defile the body or contaminate our souls. Some people are holding on to bitterness, hurt, and unforgiveness. All type of evil. These things contaminate our bodies, our souls, and God said it's time to cleanse the temple. It's time to cleanse. Many people allow for a spirit of anger to control their lives. You ever seen people just walk around and they're angry for no reason at all? They don't like nobody. They just angry. They need to be delivered. Delivered from anger so they can be happy. They can live a happy life. So they can enjoy life. So they can help others. It's not all about us. It's about Christ. and our lives should exemplify of the glory of God. It's, we should be a light to the world. Let this light, let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. How can men see Jesus in our lives if we're walking around with bitterness and hurt and all kind of anger in our lives, or saying with our mouth that we believe God and we're living for him, but our actions is showing something else? It's time to cleanse the temple. Just as Christ was angry, he's angry when we allow these things in our lives. And God said he wants to get rid of them. He wants to deliver us. He wants to make us whole. And he can do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Almost done. I want to do 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Don't you know that we have no right to defile this body, fornicating and adultery, or whatever we're doing? We need to stop. It's time to turn around. Oh, yes, God see behind, even behind the closed doors. Anything that corrupts this body and corrupts our soul, it's time to allow God to cleanse us. But Satan wants you to hold on to those things that contaminate. But he is a liar. I said he's a liar. God wants to give you a healing miracle. God works miracles. He wants to give you a healing miracle even right now. I believe somebody is getting a healing miracle. Something, maybe sickness is in your body, or maybe there's some other things that's going on. God said that it's time for a healing miracle, and he wants to deliver you from everything that defiles this body. Why does God want to deliver you? Because God said, I want to use you. You've got purpose in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Somebody got purpose, and God can't use you. He can't use you because you filled up with too much stuff. But God said, I want to deliver you, that I can pour into you a fresh new wine. I want to use you. I got purpose for you. You got some souls to win. You got some other lives to touch, but you got to get yourself right first. You got to allow for God to cleanse your temple. Oh, my God. And once God delivers you, then you got to stay free. Don't take back those demonic spirits that come to oppress you. Don't take back that sickness that God delivered you from. You stay free. You stay free, because whom the Son makes free, he's free indeed. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with Christ has made us free. Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. No more bondage. God is cleansing you from everything that's not like him. He's setting you free. And see, Satan calls your house his house, but we know that's a lie. We know that's a lie from the pit of hell. Our bodies, our temples belong to God. But look what Satan says in Matthew 12:44. He said, then he says, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when he has come out, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. You see, Satan calls our temples his house, but we belong to God. And God is angered when you allow things to come into your life that's not like him. And then when you allow those, when God delivers you from demonic spirits or from those things that are not like him, you stay free, because when you take those things back, it tells us in verse 45, it says, then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So it's a terrible thing to take back those things that God has delivered you from. God is setting somebody free right now. God is delivering you right now. God is giving you a miracle. We cannot crowd God out by defiling our temples, because we belong to God. Don't crowd God out, but God wants to cleanse away those things that contaminate and corrupt you. He wants to cleanse your heart. God's cleansing somebody. Ema Shundo. Hallelujah. God is cleansing somebody right now. He's cleansing you from those hurts and those pains of the past. And no matter what you've been through, molestation or been abused, or you've been just You've just been run over in life. You've been just cast down. God wants to cleanse you, and he wants to make you free. Don't carry those hurts all your life. Hallelujah. God wants to set you free. Oh, God, feel somebody getting set free right now. God is cleansing your temple just like he cleansed the temple of the money changers and the merchants. God said, I'm cleansing your temple. I'm getting rid of everything that's not like him and those things that contaminate. God said, I'm cleansing. I'm cleansing of those things that hinder our worship and our praise. God wants your praise and your worship to go up before him as a sweet perfume. Somebody is sending up contaminated worship. But God said, when I get through cleansing your temple, your praise and your worship will be as a sweet perfume in the nostrils of God. I'm cleansing you right now. Like he did the merchants and the money changers in the temple, Jesus, yes, Jesus was angered, and he chased them out, and he turned over the tables. As the Lord has said, my house, you will belong to me, and my house shall be called the house of prayer. Yes, your house belong to God, and he's making you a house of prayer. He wants you to pray. He wants you to pray morning, night, and evening. I'm getting ready to close, but God said, my house, your house, your temple should be called a house of prayer. God is taking you back to prayer. Somebody's gotten away from prayer, but we can't make it without prayer. It's like a necessary food. We got to have prayer. It's the Lord guides us, and he leads us, and he strengthens us. He gives us power when we pray. We must cleanse our temple so our prayers can reach heaven. God said, I'm doing a new thing. Get ready to walk into your purpose. Get ready, get ready, get ready to walk into all the things that I called you to do. Because, yes, God still works miracles. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Miracles were not just for the days of the temple when Jesus healed the blind and those that were lame. It wasn't just for that day. Miracles is for right now. Jesus is the same. He's working a miracle right now, and I know because I'm a miracle. He healed me and delivered me. I'm a miracle right now. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God works miracles. Give God praise right now for your miracle, for your deliverance right now. Give up those things that have contaminated you and held you back. And go ahead and walk into your purpose. Go ahead, because you belong to God. And you shall be called a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Give him glory. Give him glory right now. Somebody give him glory. As I close, give him glory. Give him glory. He gets the glory, not me, not you, but God gets the glory. God has the power to cleanse the temple. You can't do it in your own strength. You can't do it on your own because, see, you'll keep going back doing the same things. But when God cleanses you, he does a good job, and you'll be cleansed for real. It won't be phony, but it'll be real. God wants you to be real. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him honor. In Jesus' name. And Father, that person that's listening right now, I ask you to go into their hearts. I don't know who I was preaching to, but somebody needs a cleansing, just as the merchants and the money changers. God, that you cleansed them, you delivered and you chased them out of the temple. You were angered because they allowed things to contaminate. And it was the illustration of our bodies. God is angered when we allow things in our life that's not like him. God, you get angry. So we ask you to deliver us from anything that's not like you, God. Deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Heal somebody that needs a divine healing. They're sick in their body. I speak healing and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is done. It is so. And Satan is a liar. I command Satan to take his hands off in Jesus' name. And we say thank God. Thank God. And amen. And amen. And it is so. And we give him glory in Jesus' name. He gives all of the glory. And we say amen and amen. Jesus is cleansing the temple in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. The Lord on tonight. Minister Dr. Patricia Heathman, what an awesome, mighty word, or a much needed word for tonight. For those that are tuned in, I want you all to know, just like Dr. Patricia Heathman just said, that she's a miracle. I, too, can testify that I am a living miracle myself. Because 26 years ago, I was at death's door, and the enemy tried to take me out. But I had a talk with Jesus in my hospital room, and I told him I cannot work for him if I'm dead, because I knew he had more work for me to do, and I would not be able to fulfill my purpose if I'm dead. So I am a living testimony. I, too, am a living miracle of what God can do. When you pray, there is power in prayer. And God do hear our prayer. When we pray sincerely from our hearts and we don't have hidden motives and agenda, God will hear our prayer and he will answer our prayer. So we thank you, Minister Dr. Patricia Heisman, on tonight for bringing this awesome, powerful word on tonight. A much needed word for such a time as this. And for the listeners that may not have heard the announcements at the beginning of the program on tonight, Dr. Patricia Heisman, minister, author, pastor, Dr. Patricia Heisman will be coming forth with her own Blog Talk Radio show up under my direction. As soon as the Lord releases her and gives her the green light to go forth with her own show and her dates and her time, and her show title is going to be The Healing Word, and that kind of ties in with her message on tonight, Miracles in the Temple. God still works miracles. If you believe it, he still works miracles. Just like he worked miracles back then in the Old Testament, in the Bible days, he's still working miracles today. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Aren't you glad that you serve a healing God, a miracle-working God? See, that's the difference between Satan and God. Satan, he has power. Yes, he does. He has power, but he has limited power. But God, the God we serve, he has all power. He has all power over hell, death, and grave, and all power in heaven and earth is in his hands. So I thank God that he's still working miracles to me. And I want to just give Dr. Heisman a word, some encouragement to you and your husband and the ministries, Anointed Word Ministries in Pontiac, Michigan. You all continue to stay on the wall, continue to be the vessels that God has anointed and appointed and called you all to be for such a time as this. Don't you see, listening audience, that the time is short? Jesus Christ is soon to come again, because the handwriting is on the wall. If you read the news, if you listen to the news, we see how North Korea is always sending up all these different new weapons and missiles in the air, and how our president, and he is so confused. And not only those leaders, world leaders, but we have other world leaders that are confused and being controlled and being used by the enemy. But we know that God has all power, so we don't have to be afraid of what they're doing. That's why I always like to say, don't be concerned about what men is doing. We ought to be more concerned about, is God pleased with you? Is God pleased with your life? Are you being the doer of God's word that you're supposed to be? Are you fulfilling your God purpose on tonight? Matter of fact, another question, another way of putting it is, for those of you that may not know your God purpose, I'm going to ask this question to you. Do you know what your God purpose is? And if you do not know what your God purpose is, it's so simple, it's easy to find out what your God purpose is by chance if you do not know what it is. Simply go down on your knees with an honest prayer, with sincerity from your heart, and ask God, God, what is my purpose? What is it that you have for me to do in the earth? Why was I born? You have a purpose for my life that only I can fulfill. So he wants you to know your God purpose, and he wants you to fulfill your God purpose in earth for his glory. And he gives us these gifts and talents, and he anoints us with these different things, not for ourselves, just like Dr. Patricia Heisman just said in her message. He don't bless us with these anointed gifts and talents for us to be going around with pride and boasting about what we did. Because without God in our lives, we can do nothing. But thank God for the word that lets us know that in Christ and with Christ, we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. So I thank God that he is still working miracles today. Just like he cleansed the temple back in the day, he is still cleansing temples today. And he wants us to clean and cleanse our body temple. And just as she said in the word, we cannot do it of ourselves and on our own. We need the Lord's help. So we need to be sincere in our prayers, and if it's really your heart's desire to be pleasing to God, you're going to ask God, just like I do. I constantly ask God to create within me a clean heart and transform me by the renewing of my mind. And anything that's not like you, Heavenly Father, I pray that he would remove it so that I can be more like Jesus Christ, so that everywhere we go, even if we don't open our mouths, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us. Yes, Jesus is still working miracles in the temple today, and he wants to work a miracle in your temple today. So, Dr. Heisman, again, we just thank you for bringing such a powerful, awesome, much-needed word on tonight for such a time as this, because truly we are living in the last days, and Jesus Christ is soon to come again. And when he comes back again, if he don't come soon, we are going to leave this world by the way of death. It has been said in God's word, it has been appointed unto man once to die. After that, it's going to be the judgment. And so what do you want to hear God say to you when you stand before a holy God? When you stand before God, what do you want to hear him say unto you? Do you want to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity? I know I don't. Or do you want to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That is my prayer for my life and for all those that are truly being doers of God's word. Again, miracles in the temple. That was the message on tonight from Minister Dr. Arthur Patricia Heisman of Anointed Word Ministries from Pontiac, Michigan. Again, she came from, her main scripture was Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 17. So I hope that and pray that someone has been blessed by his word. And most of all, we pray that me, Dr. Patricia Heisman, and most of all, God, is our prayer that someone is saved through this word on tonight, because it is God's desire that no souls be lost. And that's my prayer. That's Dr. Patricia Heisman's prayer, that no souls be lost, that all will enter into God's rest, into the kingdom of God. But we know, and God knew, that everyone was not going to accept his son, Jesus. He is so awesome. He already knew before the foundation of the world that everyone was not going to receive his son. So that's why there is a hell and there is no in-between. So the choice is yours. Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe, do you believe that God is still working miracles today? Do you believe that God wants to work a miracle in your body temple on tonight? And the answer is yes, he does. He knows that we all fall short. We all sin. We fall short daily. So we need God to cleanse our temple, cleanse our minds. That's where it all starts, in the mind. Cleanse our minds. Be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And then he can create within us a clean heart. So that's what we want God to do in our lives. I know I do. And I pray that the listening audience, that's your prayer also on tonight. So we just thank God for that awesome word on tonight, Dr. Patricia Heisman. And I am so looking forward to when God gives you the green light for you to come forth with your own internet radio show under my direction. You're coming soon to the listening audience. The Healing Word by none other than our guest on tonight, Minister Dr. Patricia Heisman, of Anointed Word Ministries from Pontiac, Michigan. As soon as God releases her and gives her the green light, she will be coming forth with her own show. Again, her title of her show will be The Healing Word. So, Dr. Heisman, continue to be the vessel that God has called for you to be in such a time as this. And we just love you on tonight. We just thank you, and we just give God praise, glory, and honor for who you are, and that you are a woman of God. You stand on God's word, and you're not afraid to deliver God's word in holy boldness. And that's what I love about you. And you're just a woman of God that is not afraid to stand on God's word. So that's what we need, more people, more men, women, boys, and girls that are not afraid to go into the hedges and highways and tell the good news of Jesus Christ and compel men, women, boys, and girls that Jesus Christ still saves on today. And I read a sign the other day that says, time is winding up, but you know what? At the end, you're still going to meet God. Time is winding up, and at the end of your road, the end of the road of your life, we're going to meet God. And then when you meet God, what is he going to say unto you? That's a question for tonight. What is he going to say to you? Is he going to say unto you, well done, thy good and faithful servant? Or is he going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight. I know I was. So we just going to give God praise because of who he is. He is so worthy to be praised. And as we always do, we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will go into prayer with me again as we get ready to close out tonight's program. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, as once again we come to give your name glory, honor, and praise because of who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. We thank you for the vessel, Heavenly Father, Minister Dr. Patricia Heisman, that you used to bring forth your word on tonight, to deliver your word, Heavenly Father, miracles in the temple on tonight. And that is our prayer, Heavenly Father, that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight, and that someone has been encouraged by this word, someone has been strengthened, and most of all, that those that have been tuned into this program on tonight that do not know your son, Jesus Christ, now after hearing the word, they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts. And they will be saved in his name, and they will be able to know their God purpose. They will be able to walk in it and live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have blessed my niece again on tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you touched her heart, Lord, that she was able to make it to the hospital. Even though she lost the baby, we thank God that she made it to the hospital in time, because we know that the enemy, it was his desire that she did not make it to the hospital and that she would have lost her life. But even though the baby is not going to be born, we know that you does all things well. And we don't always understand how you work and why you do the things you do. But we just thank you, Heavenly Father, that even though she was not able to have the baby, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that she is still alive and that she is still able to fulfill her God purpose. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who you are. Thank you for being a miracle worker. Thank you that you change not. You're not like man. We just love you on tonight, Heavenly Father. We bless you. We give you glory and honor because of who you are. You're so awesome in all your ways. You are worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all our listening audience to you. Continue to bless them, strengthen them, and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all bishops and pastors and shepherds that you have anointed and ordained for such a time as this. Continue to bless them in their bodies, heal them, strengthen them when they may be weak, so that they will be able to continue to stand on your word and preach and teach with holy boldness, and continue to stand on your word and preach about sin and not what people want to hear because they have itching ears. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you will continue to bless them and bless the ministries that you have placed them over and bless the works of their hands is our prayer in Jesus' name, that you alone will be glorified in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, before we close out this prayer, we want to continue to lift up Israel, and we want to continue to lift up Jerusalem, that your will be done in Israel and Jerusalem for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We just love you on tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that touch and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, know again on tonight, listeners, that I love you, and I thank you for tuning in faithfully every Thursday and every Saturday night to this broadcast. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? And I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and I'm asking that you would please share the news, the good news that we're on every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., and I'm asking that you would please inform your neighbors, your coworkers, your church members, your friends, even your enemies. Let them know, because they need the word too. Let them know about this program, and that we have men, women that come forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what this platform is all about. It's not about me. It's not about the different vessels that come forth with the word. It's all about Jesus. And we just being doers of God's word, we are his ambassadors, we're his servants, and we're his vessels. We just being used by God. We're his mouthpiece. So we just thank God for the opportunity to come forth over this worldwide platform to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we just pray that you was blessed on tonight, and we pray that you will continue to listen in on this broadcast every Thursday and every Saturday and continue to be blessed as God continue to enlarge this broadcast, that we continue to bring forth more men and women of God that are not afraid to stand on God's word and deliver his word for his people for such a time as this. Well, until the next time, again, know that I love you, but know that God loves you even more. And remember, God is worthy to be praised at all times, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, and no matter what you hear or what you think, God is worthy to be praised. But until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until then, good night.